Today is the first day of mini classes here at ILC. For the next 3 days, our high school students will be experiencing all sorts of learning activities that aren't covered in our regular curriculum. From electrical wiring and soldering to baking pies and crocheting, students will get to try out all sorts of different things this week. And I'm sure they'll have fun doing so, enjoying a break from their regular classes. The sheer variety of all the different classes available, as well as the many volunteers involved, brings to mind our text for this morning, Romans 12, verses 4 through 8. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy according to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Paul reminds us here of all the different gifts and talents with which God has provided us, as well as the idea that we are all working together in the Holy Christian Church here on earth to spread the good news of salvation. Let us then focus this morning on discovering and using God's gifts in the service of the gospel. Many classes can help remind us of God's many gifts to us. If you look at the schedule for many classes, or even better, the spreadsheet that Prof. Rail shares, it's overwhelming to see the amount of people needed to put on many classes. Indeed, we're thankful to Prof. Rail and the mini class committee for all the time and effort they put in to make these 3 days of learning and fun happen. I would also point out the sheer number of volunteers, many of whom are Emmanuel alumni, who give their time to teach a class or help out in some other way. By the way, this is typical. We here at Emmanuel are blessed by volunteers who put in countless hours to help make this school run and to make the experience here as good as possible. The different skills that these volunteers bring are visible and practical reminder of the way the Lord blesses us all with different gifts. It's also a very helpful example of how you don't have to be in the public preaching or teaching ministry to use your gifts in serving others. We all can and should reflect on the way we can serve local congregations and our Christian brothers and sisters with our gifts. Indeed, congregations need all sorts of different skills and talents all working together to share the gospel message. While some workers may not seem as important, they are, like all parts of the body, all working together towards that one goal. Also, even though teaching somebody to weld or to learn how to bake a pie may not seem like a direct means of sharing the gospel, it certainly provides the opportunity for fellow Christians to share their love for each other and even make a connection that may lead to a further conversation that can encourage their faith. As you attend the different mini-class sessions, I hope that you find different activities that you enjoy and are good at. And I hope you find those same things in our regular curriculum. One of the purposes of high school and even college is to find out where your skills and talents lie. We Christians, though, have a different perspective. Trying out different skills and subjects is a way to find out the ways in which God has blessed us, what gifts He has provided us. When we find out what gifts we have, we can then look for opportunities to use our gifts for the kingdom work, using our time and talents on earth to bring the Word of God to people so that the Holy Spirit works faith in them, so that they too receive the ultimate gift of eternal life. Many classes, too, become a good reminder that gifts don't correspond specifically to academics. I'm thinking here especially of the last gifts that Paul lists, exhortation or encouraging, giving, leading, mercy. Some gifts are not better than others, they're just different. We can be thankful to God for whatever gifts He chose to bestow upon us, but we can also be thankful for the gifts that He has provided others around us. I also hope that you find things that you're terrible at or that make you feel inadequate. Perhaps one of the most difficult learning situations I've had as an adult is trying to learn how to waltz for a public dance recital. At that time, I was a tenured English professor, and my teacher was a freshman dance student. It was quite humbling to be a student again, and for that matter, to be a bad student. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't seem to follow directions or get the steps right. It definitely showed me an area that I had little skill in, but it also gave me a different perspective about students who struggled in my English classes. Having difficulty or lacking skill in an area is very instructive because it shows us that just that it's not our fault that we may not have a particular ability, it is also not to our credit that we have abilities in other areas. We can see then that we depend on God for our talents and gifts. If we each had all the gifts and talents possible, we would not need the other members of the body of Christ to help us. We can then be thankful as well for all the different gifts and abilities others bring. What a wonderful perspective, knowing that we can't do it all. God has done everything for us in terms of our salvation, and He has also provided all the different gifts to spread the good news of that salvation to all. In the verses right before our text, Paul reminds the Romans to present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is their reasonable service. This sacrifice is not to fulfill some legal requirement or to gain favor from God, but a grateful response to what God has done for us in His mercy, service done from the heart out of thankfulness to Him. So as we enjoy our mini classes this week, let us also be reminded of the many gifts that God has provided us and pray that the Holy Spirit moves us to use our God-given abilities in service to Him. Amen. We'll close with hymn 496, verses 2 through 4. Hymn 496, verses 2 through 4.